Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, Hardy. How are you?
Hi, Beagle. How are you?
Good. Very good.
We got Dan Shaughnessy today for the Boston Globe.
Nice.
He'll be with us at 11.
Nice.
It's Tuesdays with Dan. He'll be here. We got Sean Silver standing by. He'll be in on headlines. He's waiting outside the studio for some reason. I don't know what that's all about. He's just sort of hovering. Do you see this?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what he's doing.
He doesn't want to stand behind Wallach for whatever reason.
Show starter, you come in. You come inside now, if you don't mind. Yesterday, after the show was over, we got more on that Nick Caserio story.
Yes, we sure did.
We definitely did, and it restored my faith in the local beat reporter. It really did. It's been a while since a local beat guy really got to the bottom of a story.
Yeah, and told the story the way it actually is, with not afraid to say what somebody wants. And not what somebody is intending to do, or just going with the stock answer and the stock quote. No, there's some actual meat to this. And how about this, Beetle? Wrote a story in which there could be hurt feelings afterward.
Yes.
And oh well, that's the story.
Someone that the person covers may be pissed off along the way. And it may not be the subject of the story who's angry. Nick Caserio, he may not be upset by this story one bit.
I don't think so.
He may even be the one... providing the information in the story. It may be advantageous that this information is now public for Nick Caserio.
Could be.
The story is this from Ben Volen of the Boston Globe, who finally someone is reporting what the deal is. It should have been obvious by now that Nick Caserio wants out and wants to go to Houston. But nobody was reporting that. We commented on that angle yesterday. No one had reported that. Not Ian Rappaport, not Adam Schefter or Bert Breer or any of the big national guys. Tom Pelissero, who had details. Pelissero even had the details of how the conversation went between owners on Friday. But no details on what Nick Caserio wanted. Well, now we know. As he writes, the Patriots may have won this round, Ben Volen says, but keeping Caserio isn't the real story here. The real story is this. Nick Caserio wants out of New England. Specifically, he wants the Texans job, even though it was more of a lateral move than a true promotion. And to prevent Caserio from leaving, the Patriots had to enforce a clause in his contract and file tampering charges. Caserio's deal reportedly runs through the 2020 NFL draft. To use football terms, the Patriots are making him play out his contract before reaching free agency. The Patriots win keeps Bill Belichick's right-hand man in Foxborough for another season, but also exposes some tension inside the walls of Gillette Stadium that we thought had simmered since last year. I think that part is possible, but not necessarily true.
Well, we talked so much about the tension within the organization over the last two seasons, and we were told by numerous people, by Robert Kraft said it, and Jonathan Kraft told us, well, yeah, there's healthy tension in a lot of workplaces when you have some strong-minded individuals, strong-minded, successful individuals, and everybody has their own idea as to how to accomplish the goals, but there's not dysfunction. That's what we were always told. There was tension, but not dysfunction.
He says Bill Belichick and Tom Brady seem to have smoothed things over, but there has been a surprising exodus of coaches and scouts over the last 2 years, especially this year, which raises questions about the working environment in Foxborough. Five coaches left this offseason, not all for promotions. Jack Easterby left. Longtime scout Dewan Daniels left. Greg Schiano left after a month. And now we see that Caserio wants out too. If Caserio wanted to stay in New England, he would have just turned down the Texans' overtures. Instead, the Patriots had to lawyer up to enforce Caserio's contract. I would just say that just because these guys left, though, doesn't mean it's because of a bad working environment or because they don't like the Patriots or don't like Bill Belichick or because there's tension. People move on all the time. They switch jobs all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean it's because something bad happened. That's all. I think that's taking it too far. But he's reporting that McDaniels wants the job in Houston, which I say, well, thank you for reporting that. Thank you, someone, for actually reporting this part of it and for getting to the bottom of this. Because that should have been obvious by now. The Texans wouldn't have messed around to this point if they thought he didn't want the job. They wouldn't have gone this far without knowing that he obviously wanted the job and wanted the gig. And he also has this as part of his story, that Houston, they're going to go without a GM. They're going to go without a GM for the next year. When the Texans fired Gain, it was done for one reason, to hire Caserio. They went and interviewed two other guys for the job, two minority candidates. They fulfilled their obligations for the Rooney Rule. But since they lost out on Caserio, they've decided to move on without a general manager for the 2019 season. That means O'Brien and Easterby and lead contract negotiator Chris Olsen will run the football side, meaning nothing will stop the Texans from signing Caserio next spring. They're going to wait for Nick Caserio. They will have no general manager for the next year. Nick Caserio's deal runs out after the draft in 2020, next spring, and they will then proceed to sign him to be their general manager. So the Patriots now have a lame duck director of player personnel who will soon become the GM of the Houston Texans. Does that feel like a good situation?
Nope.
When everyone who works for Nick Caserio knows he's leaving next spring for Houston? Does that feel like a good working environment? You want to talk about tension now. You want to talk about awkwardness. Is that a good working environment? Does that lead to good decision-making? Do you want that guy getting ready for the draft for New England for next spring? Do you want that guy running the draft board? Do you want that guy making the decisions for the organization or for the roster? And I know that ultimately it comes down to Bill. I mean, Bill still runs everything.
Yeah, and
but
I thought...
Is that what we want?
And I thought about
just as fans?
Yeah, I thought about that too. It's like, well, is he really going to do what's in the best interest for the team, knowing that, he's going to be out of there and he wants to leave and blah, blah. I think these guys are mindful of the fact that they can't do a bad job on their way out the door without that reflecting badly on them. And they don't... While he may want this other job, Beetle, it's like you said, it's not because he hates it in New England necessarily. He just wants the next gig. He wants to move up the ladder. I don't think he's in the mind to burn any bridges in New England. What's he going to do? Give a half-assed effort in his final year here because
I think it's a lateral move, though. Follin says it's a ladder. He would want to leave for a lateral move.
See, lateral move, I think, is wrong. I don't agree with that. And I don't think Nick Caserio probably agrees with that.
Well, where's Volan getting that then?
I think the Patriots perceive it to be a lateral move. I think when you're talking about player personnel versus GM, people consider those similar types of jobs. I don't think the pay is going to be the same. I don't think the autonomy is going to be the same. I think he's probably going to have a lot more power there. I think people are going to answer to him more than he answers to people here. You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to have a lot more say and yank in Houston than he does here. He's going to be more at the top there. So I don't view it as a lateral move. I think in title, people see them as similar. But to go back to what we're talking about here, no. Is he going to like tank it or sabotage things for the Patriots? No, he's not going to sabotage. He's a professional, right? No one, I don't think anyone is suggesting that. But are you getting 100%? What if you're getting 90%? What if you're getting 85%? And it's not conscious. He's not tanking, so to speak. It's just, I'm going through the motions, trying to wrap things up here. I'm on my way out the door, and everybody knows it. I'm trying to transition out. I'm trying to let the guys under me do more because they know that they're going to have more responsibility if they stay. And there's also talks of maybe some other people going with them, right? I'm trying to transition out, let other guys do more. Is that a great situation to have? Which is my way of saying maybe the Patriots should just consider trading them, which is what we talked about 3-4 days ago.
And I'm confused by the whole lateral move aspect of this, where officially in New England, he is director of player personnel. He wants the general manager job of the Houston Texans. That's a move up. That's a move up in
title.
I'm just
going by what Beadle read the article, and it said in there the lateral move part. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's how Ben Volen termed it. If you want to believe Ben Volen, how he termed it.
Well, do we believe Ben Volen, or do we not believe Ben Volen? Does he want out, or does he not want out?
Well, in this line, if you just want to focus in this one thing, specifically, he wants that Texans job, even though it was more of a lateral move than a true promotion. But the fact is, if you're director of player personnel and you have a general manager above you who has essentially final say on all this, how is it not a promotion to go be the GM of another team where you are essentially that top guy before ownership?
And listen to how he phrases it, Jim. Even though it was more of a lateral move than a true promotion. So he's hedging there.
Yeah, he's hedging. He's doing general manager work for the Patriots, but he's not the general manager.
He's not saying it's definitively a lateral move and not a promotion. Even more of a lateral move than a true promotion.
I think what he's saying
is, he's leaving room there.
I think what he's saying and what we all believe is that
they're similar jobs.
Yeah, he's going to be doing similar work in both jobs, but in Houston, he would have the title. It's like, okay, I'm going to get credit for the work that I'm doing here. I'm not saying that Bill doesn't do anything as a general manager. Obviously, that's not the case. But if Caserio is doing, you know, a lot of the grunt work and the legwork and the real nuts and bolts of the GM job, and Bill just gets to, you know, come in and you know, kind of look over all the stuff, then, yeah, why not go take that job and get the title and do it on your own?
I somewhere. Think it's a promotion. I think it's a promotion.
So
I think it's a bigger job. I think he'd have more power, more money. He'd have more control over the organization than he would ever have here because he would be more of the guy, and he would not be working with Bill Belichick. Here he works for Bill. There, I think there'd be people working for him. It would be the other way around. That's not the case here. In Houston, I think it would be a joint effort, but he would not be reporting to anybody else on the football side. People would be reporting to him, if anything. And that would be the difference. 617-779-0985. More on this, because I understand why the Patriots didn't want to let him out of the deal and let him go to Houston. More on that coming up with your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hardy in for Zoe once again today. Zoe's out all week. I'm sure you've seen on the Patriots social media accounts that he's in Israel with the whole traveling party of Patriots All-Stars. See the cast of characters on this trip? A lot of good football players. I don't know how he got on this trip. I mean, I'm just saying, I look at it and I'm like, well, look at the players on this trip.
These prerequisite for the trip.
I mean, look, Ty
you guys
Law.
Should do a little fantasy draft. No, all the players involved. And see
I think we should draft the team. I think we will. Maybe tomorrow. Ty Law and Gerard Mayo and Kevin Falk and Vince Wilfork and Stephon Gilmore and Drew Bledsoe and Andre Tippett and David Andrews, Steven Gostkowski. I mean, these guys can play. And then Zoe?
I saw Tooney in there, too.
David.
I think it was David Isaiah Andrews. Wynn. I saw somebody, the big beard. I think
yes,
it was
Isaiah Wynn. Who's this guy? Who's this guy with the hat on? The sunglasses.
Ebner?
Is that Nate Ebner?
The long hair?
All right. So they let Ebner in. So that's why they let Zoe in. They said, we're bringing Ebner. We can bring Zoe.
Was Nate Ebner AFC Player of the Week like twice?
Like twice?
They said Bledsoe's gone. Well, Zoe might as well go.
In case something happens to Drew, we should bring Zoe. So that's what it was. Is that what it was? Someone to keep Drew company. That's why they brought Zoe. So that's where he is all week. Zoe's on that trip. 617-779-0985. This detail for Burt Breer on this Caserio thing. He said, I'm told the clause Caserio had in his contract that Texans owner Cal McNair referenced was the one that prevented him from interviewing for jobs with other teams. And that term was secured as part of Caserio getting a raise somewhere along the line. Caserio got that language put in his deal in exchange for more money. The Patriots bought that right. They gave him more money in exchange for it along the way. They gave him a raise, and as part of him getting a raise, he gave up that right, and so that's how that language got in there. We talked about this yesterday, Hardy. That's how that happened. So I get why the team's like, no, you're not leaving. We gave you a raise for that. You got more money in exchange for putting that language in there, so you are staying put. You're not going anywhere. But the way everybody is made whole here, if you now know he doesn't want to be there, the deal expires in less than a year, and he's a lame duck, and he's going to Houston, and they're waiting for him, you get something back for your money. You get compensation in the form of picks. Make a deal. You could trade him. Make a trade. Then you feel like everybody made out. That's how you do it. Because now, I'm telling you, man, bad situation now. You don't want this guy running things. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be elsewhere and soon will be elsewhere. It's a weird situation. Guy doesn't want to run your team. He wants to run another team in your conference. That is awkward. Nah, I don't want to run the Patriots. I want to run the Texans. And I'm going to soon be running the Texans. Oh, so I should sit here and let you run the draft board and run scouting and run everything? Why would I let you do that? I'm good.
And just so we're clear, there's a lot of people talking about how this is an opinion piece by Volan and not a quote-unquote report. Do you think Volan writes this unless he's got some good indication from some sources that Caserio does in fact want to pursue this Texans job for his second straight year?
I think Woj, I have Woj on the mind because I just got Woj in my ear because we have breaking news.
Oh.
Distracted. I think that Volan has this story because Caserio wants it out there because now he's trying to go public with it and he wants to create some pressure on the team to get this thing done.
Right.
Because he wants out.
So it is
because he thinks it's not dead.
So it is not a anonymous sources have told Bubba. It's an opinion piece by a guy who's down there every day and talks to everybody and knows it. Do guys like that write opinion pieces like this unless they have something to back up their opinion?
Oh, no. I don't think Volan's pulling this out of his ass. No. This is not coming from nowhere.
Thank you.
I think that now the story is out there because I think that he's trying to make his case. He's trying to make his case. And I think that it looks ridiculous for the team if you've got a guy running your team who doesn't want to run your team. And so eventually he wants them to cave and wants them to come to their senses and say, you know what? Why do we want this guy running the team? We should trade him. And that's what they should do. It would be good for them. They could get something back in return and then get someone else into the position soon when it's right now downtime part of the year to sort of transition to somebody else to get into the job and get ready for the season. and have some time to build towards next year's draft and all that, and you know, next year's offseason, and have someone running that side of things, or helping Bill run that side of things, who actually wants to be helping this franchise and not another. Okay, let's get to the breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Silver, let's go.
This tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski just a couple of minutes ago. Boston Celtics center Al Horford will not exercise a $30.1 million option on his 2019-20 contract and become an unrestricted free agent. Horford and the Celtics both have interest in working toward a new deal in July, sources tell the four-letter network.
So because he doesn't opt out of his deal, the chance of him lowering his number for this coming year is gone.
Yeah.
Correct? That ship
he is opting out. He's not exercising the option.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he's opting out.
That's the opt out, not the opt in.
But the question is, what does he come back at if he comes back?
Sorry. So he's not picking up the option.
He will not exercise the option on his contract. So he says, okay, Al Horford can
say. When I hear not, I was thinking he's not opting out.
So
he's remaining.
He can say right now today, yes, I will take $30.1 million to play here next year. He's saying, no, I'm not going to do that.
My mistake. I apologize.
I'm going to be an unrestricted free agent. And and then the report goes on to say, Horford and the Celtics have interest in working toward a new deal.
Okay. So Horford will now be an unrestricted free agent July 1.
With the belief by many that he's going to restructure a new deal with the Celtics.
He did say it after the season when they interviewed him, and hopefully his words are a little bit better than Kyrie Irving's.
Let's say Al Horford doesn't get a new deal done with the Celtics. What will that do for their cap space? Can anyone help me with that?
They'll have cap space.
How much?
I don't know how much, but they'll have a decent amount of cap space.
Let me just do the quick math in my head.
I'm bad with the NBA salary
tax
cap.
Code here.
I'm really bad with it. And so I've sort of given up. I've sort of quit.
But they would have to like renounce him. They would have to renounce Kyrie Irving, right? So like they would have to, because they all have placeholders in their spots.
Okay. And why can't we do that?
If they're going to leave, yeah.
Why can't you renounce Kyrie? I mean, they basically already have.
Well, they have to meet with him first, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to meet and then they can do all the
renouncing.
Do all the
renouncing they want. Let's go to Jeff in Scituate. He had a thought on Caserio. What's up, Jeff?
You know, my biggest issue about this whole comment from Ben Volen is that it reeks of, like, you know, carrying the water for the Patriots. Any person that is sitting in your studio right now or is listening to my voice on this radio station that actually thinks at even the least bit that this is a lateral move is a moron. Okay, it says, you look it up, it says right on the thing, general manager reports only to the owner, player personnel guy reports to the general manager. It is a promotion, it will be more money, and the fact that Ben Volen uses that language is one of the things that drives me crazy about here. Is, you know, people outside of New England and outside of Boston hate us all because we win and we, you know, we're arrogant or whatever you want. But as Patriots fans here, or Red Sox fans, one thing I can't stand is how much the freaking newspapers, like, just once the guys,
Jeff,
you know, once the Caserio wants to go, we're going to talk smack about it,
Jeff,
and make it sound like it's not a real move.
Jeff,
it really is a real move.
No.
Jeff, he's the only guy who's even willing to report that Caserio wants to leave. Nobody else will even touch the story.
I'm not arguing about that.
Right,
arguing with the language he's using to make it sound like he's downplaying the fact that that job is a promotion and it is a much better position.
Right, Jeff,
and even
which we agree with you about. But there are similarities between the jobs.
Here's why he says that, and this is not a carrying water for the Patriots piece at all. The reason why he says it's mostly a lateral move is because in this same column, he says Caserio gets to negotiate contracts, pick a lot of the players, conduct workouts, help out in practice, talk on the headset during games, and do a million little things that the Patriots don't tell us about. That's why he's saying it's pretty much a lateral move when it comes to the job description and the day-to-day duties.
Except the most important part.
Final call.
He doesn't have to answer to somebody else if he goes to Houston.
Well, I think that's all understood. That's why he wants the job. He wants to go be, in name, a general manager and not have to do a general manager's job without having the title. I mean,
exactly. So therefore, it's not a lateral move. It may be the same kind of job, but it is not a lateral move in any way. It isn't a lateral move.
I agree with you. Where we disagree is that this is somehow doing the Patriots' work for them, what Volen wrote. I don't see that at all. I don't see him. I don't see this as a propaganda piece for the Patriots. The way it's written, it doesn't. Look, it's not necessarily setting up a good guy, bad guy thing. Volen says Caserio wants out of here. He wants the GM job. He's wanted it for a couple of years now, and they've blocked him two times. And to your point, Beetle, the Patriots know this, which is why they gave him a bump and said, oh, we're going to put a clause in here that supersedes the league's rules that say you can go interview for a job if it's a promotion. We're going to put the clause in here that says, no, you can't, and we're going to give you some compensation for it. I don't think there is necessarily a good guy, bad guy in this. What it comes down to is, do you really want Caserio here doing all these things for your team when it is becoming obvious that he doesn't necessarily want to be here anymore? He wants to go somewhere where he can do the same thing, have the GM title, and do this somewhere else. Is this a good situation that they have set themselves up for now?
And the Texans are going without a GM just to wait for him.
Right.
It's pretty obvious he's going there.
GMless.
They're going to go without a GM for a full season just to wait for Nick Caserio. Yikes. That means he's going there next spring. All right, coming up next, Kyrie has ghosted the Celtics, according to a report. He has not talked to them, despite an upcoming meeting. We'll tell you the details of both. That's on the way after.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
You know, they need to see what Al Horford's going to do. He can opt out of his contract, become a free agent. That he could opt out and do an extension with Boston, or he could go somewhere else. But I think with the fact that they are really concerned and almost to the point of resignation that Kyrie Irving is going to leave them, it changes the dynamic. Terry Rozier is a restricted free agent. They can match any offer sheet and keep him. So Boston's got a lot of options. They have assets, but I'm told they have been really aggressive out in the marketplace. Again, three picks in Thursday's NBA draft. I'm told they don't want to have three rookies on the team. You could expect one way or another, at least one, maybe two of those picks end up somewhere else.
Okay, so the Celtics don't want their picks. Trying to get rid of those. Tells you how useful those things are. The draft. What a waste of time. Freaking draft. It's like a four. How many players are in this draft? Like two, three, four.
There's like three or four, yeah. And then there's like 5 through 15, and then that's it.
Good thing the Celtics are at 14 with their first pick. What a waste of time the draft is. Draft. Oh, man. Three picks in the first round. All of them suck. All of them. Waste of time.
Tyler Herro falls there. We good.
Great.
Kentucky. It's a shooter.
Great.
They need shooters. Bol Bol. I like Bol Bol.
The Celtics picks are so valuable, they don't want them. So they're trying to do something with those. That's Adrian Wojnarowski. A lot happening with the Celtics today. If you didn't hear a couple minutes ago, Woj had this report. Al Horford will not be exercising his $30.1 million option. That means he is opting out. He will be an unrestricted free agent come July 1st. That is his report today. He writes that Horford and the Celtics both have interest in working toward a new deal in July. Zach Lowe followed that up with a tweet just a couple of minutes ago that this has been the expectation all along, but a new level of Celtics uncertainty has rivals hoping to gauge Horford's interest in potentially leaving Boston, which means the Vultures are out. There are other teams that are interested in Al Horford that are trying to see if they can pry him away. look out for that in the coming weeks. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Meanwhile, a report last night, or I should say yesterday afternoon, on what's been going on with Kyrie Irving. We heard a report yesterday afternoon about the Celtics and Kyrie Irving getting together for like the exit interview, you know, HR coming in and seeing where things are at, you know?
Have him like take a big cardboard box over to his locker, make sure that he's not taking anything he's not supposed to, stuff like that.
Right. You know, okay. They sort of escort you out of the building type of thing.
I've seen that happen.
Yeah, we have that here. We have a guy named John. I call him Angel of Death, as I called him yesterday. I said, where are you going? Firing somebody else?
Oh, Jesus.
Was that wrong of me to say? Was that rude?
I think it was wrong of you to say it again now. So, yeah, you were wrong twice.
Well, I didn't tell everyone his last name. So when he leaves work, it's not like everyone knows who he is. But he's going to have some sort of come together moment there where they figure out, you know, where are things at? Kyrie, where do things stand? And so when you hear that and you heard that yesterday, you probably had a positive reaction because Shams was reporting that Kyrie and the Celtics will meet soon. And I heard that and thought, really? Oh, wow. That's sort of interesting. I didn't expect to hear that. That Kyrie and the Celtics would be getting together, like, you know, maybe do lunch.
Yeah. Oh, when the Nets play at the Garden soon?
No, I wasn't thinking along those lines. I'm like, oh, okay, Kyrie, and wow, he's gonna do them the professional courtesy of sitting down and explaining that, hey, this isn't a good fit for me, and I'm moving on. And I thought, that's the mature thing to do on his part.
Call that the eye roll meeting. Both sides are just rolling their eyes.
Hey, say what you want about the guy, but if he's going out of his way, and I shouldn't say going out of his way, that's maybe too strong.
Yeah,
but
they might be going to his house.
They could be going to Weston.
They're
going to
stand in the driveway while they pack up the U-Haul.
Right? But the fact is that he's going to sit down with them and tell them where he's at and tell them his decision.
Or stand underneath that big shady tree in the middle of the driveway.
We'll get to that. We got an update on that. And then this came out from the Globe yesterday. Himmelsbach has this. Adam Himmelsbach, Boston Globe. The strangest part of the Irving situation right now is that it appears he has essentially ghosted on the Celtics. The people within the organization I have spoken with have made it clear they have had little, if any, communication with Irving in recent weeks. Oh, there had been some hope that trading for Davis would have given the Celtics a new vision to sell Irving, but that clearly is not an option anymore. There has been mostly radio silence from Irving's camp. And that could be partly because his camp has undergone a makeover. Irving last week fired his longtime agent, Jeff Wechsler, I think that's how you say it, and reportedly intends to sign with Roc Nation Sports. The Athletic reported Monday that Irving and the Celtics could meet sometime before the draft. Obviously, the Celtics would like to have some idea about his plans before deciding how to use their picks. Their picks. I know they're going to use them. They're going to try and dump them. They don't want them. So he hasn't talked to them. He's avoided them. But he is going to, according to Shams, going to sit down with them at some point and give them his update. That's nice of him.
I mean, it's something. For those of us who still think this team is foolish, I know. For those of us who still think that this team is better with Kyrie Irving on it than without him, it's something. I'll take it. But I don't think anything is going to come of it. I started to become convinced of that over the last few weeks and even more so yesterday. It's just, all right. Well, they're going to talk. Good.
Did you get an insane amount of emails after the show yesterday about this house in Weston? Because I did.
Oh, yeah. I was just clearing out a couple here a couple minutes ago, and I saw another one that I didn't even click on yesterday from realtors and people providing documentation. And
little creepy, is it not?
There's a lot. It's very easy to find stuff.
Yeah, we'll pass on a little bit of that information. The house in Weston that Kyrie Irving was apparently living in for the last couple of years. We'll tell you more about it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so the house in Weston that we got the pictures of yesterday with the U-Haul in the driveway of from Twitter from, who was it again? Dante, who goes by, refresh my memory one more time.
Dante on deck.
Dante on deck, who checked in with us yesterday. He was the one on this. He's been Johnny on the spot with this story. He broke it. We the People Sports, right? WTP.
He gets rumors, he posts them.
He gets rumors. He's hot on the rumors. I like people that dabble in rumors. We do our best to try and, you know, entertain the rumors when we can, and we entertain this one, and I'm glad we did. So yesterday he sends us these pictures of the movers out there. We don't know what they were moving in. He claims it was Kyrie moving out. May have been. The house is listed for sale right now for $2.999 million in Weston. It's out there. You could probably find it with a little Googling. It's available. 7 beds, 7 baths, 7,500 square feet home in Weston. For sale. We told y'all about it yesterday. Majestic brick colonial. 2 acres. The whole deal, right? 4-car garage. Everything you'd need in a home. It's available for sale if you want to buy the house. It's large. Lot to heat. Lot to maintain. Well, after the show yesterday, I got email after email after email. I'm talking at least 5 or 6 emails from people that were either realtors or lawyers or just people that knew how to access particular information about this house. It turns out that Kyrie had never purchased the home. Kyrie Irving did not purchase this home. We told you about how the home had went up for sale in 2017 for a brief period of time, a period of 2 days in October of 2017. And then the listing was removed 2 days later. The home was not sold at that time. The house didn't get sold. So nobody bought it. Kyrie didn't buy it. The same owner has owned the house the entire time. The same owner has owned the home going all the way back to 1999. So it's the same owner who is now putting the house up for sale. It's the same owner who had listed the home for rent for $10,000 a month going back 2-3 years. So it appears the home had been rented for $10,000 per month. That's what it was listed at. It's been rented for a few years. It was temporarily listed for sale and then taken down. So obviously some agreement was reached to not sell the home and to continue renting it. And now, because the home is vacated, Kyrie moved out. It's now available for sale again. That's what happened. But the same guy owns it.
So he never intended to buy in this market.
He never bought the home. I don't know if he never intended to buy, but let's just say he's been renting the entire time he was here in Boston. That's what we figured out. Thanks to all of you sleuthing out there and probably sending us information that you probably shouldn't have sent us. I can't imagine that all that was legal, Hardy.
For all these tax people, returns?
For all these people to send us all this stuff. I'm like, how are you guys accessing all this stuff that you're sending us?
Like, I don't know. There's
How much does this guy owe on his mortgage? Oh, he owes this much on his mortgage. What's his lender's name? Oh, this is the bank that he has the mortgage from. Oh, mortgage book number, mortgage page number. Like, what? How did you get all of this? Like, okay. Yeah. So
what's it listed for now, Beetle?
Currently listed at $2.999 million.
If now this place last sold 20 years ago
at 1.9, I believe, right?
Yeah, at 1.8.
Oh, okay, 1.8 million.
I wonder if that's the return they were expecting on that after 20 years.
So we read, it's funny, this happened off the air, but we read all the features of the home and all the things that it had. We can repeat what Felger said, right? I don't think he would mind.
Would
he mind?
Let's just tone it down a little bit. He was surprised at the asking price. He thought it would be higher.
He said
for that size.
He said
home,
all that stuff you described, all those features. You know, the 7,500 square feet, 7 beds, 7 baths, 4-car garage on 2 acres. He said, "What's wrong with the home?" So, you know, is there something wrong with it? Is it outdated? I'm like, I don't think so. You know, a couple of small things that we could notice from the listing. You know, some outdated fixtures in the bathroom, stuff like that. Nothing too significant. It looked updated enough that it wouldn't be horrible. I mean, Hardy, you looked at the listing. It looks livable.
Oh, yeah. It looks more than livable. It's got a butler's pantry, for crying out loud. Who wouldn't want to live in a house with a butler's pantry?
It's been staged. The home has been staged. Many of the rooms have a lot of neutral colors in them, like they tell you to paint everything neutral.
There are no family photos on any of the walls.
Nothing. There's one bedroom that is like this bright raspberry color that I would say, why didn't you bother to paint that room? That was a mistake.
There appears to be a fake TV set on top of a entertainment center next to the fireplace in one of the.
Do you remember the fake TVs
areas?
in the stores back in the day?
Oh yeah,
on top of those like the entertainment stands, like the cardboard box TV or the plastic TVs. The hell was the point of that?
That's just giving an idea of scale.
Yeah,
it looks very nice. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is, other than listing at this time of year, and. There's some things if you're going to spend.
Well, I got a feeling that this house could be on the market for a little while.
Yeah.
When you're selling homes that are in the $3 million range, you should expect that it's not going to sell overnight.
Right.
Right. So it might be on the market for a while. So is there any ideal time to list it? Really?
Yeah.
Could be a while.
No, I think not once the summer has already started. That's your ideal time. Yeah, the ideal time is still like March, February.
What a space.
See that drop ceiling in the basement?
That's
a problem for people who want to spend millions of dollars on a home. We got a drop ceiling down here.
Like paying $3 million and I have this? Yeah, that's a problem.
Those aren't built-ins in the mudroom either. That's Pottery Barn.
They're not built in, are they? They're just sort of freestanding.
There's a wall phone still connected.
I saw the wall phone. That was aggravating. That reminded me of the 90s. Get rid of this wall phone. Get rid of this thing. Yeah, so we'll let you know what happens with that home if it sells. Best of luck to the seller. His permanent address is out of state, so I don't know if he's local. I don't know if he's heard all the pumping up of this house that we've done for them, but it's available.
You got a big family. Why don't you go take a look at it?
Yeah, I don't think it's out of my price range.
Not by much.
This house a little out of my range. A little bit.
What's the list again? 2.9?
2.999. 7 beds, 7 baths.
Go offer 2.850.
And bring them down a little bit.
See what they say. Worst they're going to say is no.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is standing by. He'll be with us in 90 seconds after these headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I would have given up anything other than Tatum. I would have. I would have rolled the dice and given up Jaylen Brown and a deal like Horford and Marcus Smart. I might have done all that, but I was not going to give up Jason Tatum. Period.
Why do you think, because last year he had a down year, why do you think he's going to bounce back?
I just think he was... held back by Kyrie. Okay. I really do. I feel like Kyrie treated Tatum like LeBron treated Kyrie to some extent. You're my little brother. This is where you're going to be. We're not going to let you spread your wings too much. We'll let you spread them, but you're still a piece here. If Tatum were allowed, and he will be this year, we're going to see. I mean, this kid is going to be an NBA, a perennial all-star.
Ah, there's Tatum guy, Jeff Goodman, pumping him up again. Goodman with Tangway, NBC Sports Boston. Keep an eye out for that. It's a Tatum guy. Did I tell you or did I tell you? Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, is with us. 617-779-0985. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Beetle.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
What do you make of the Celtics' current state of affairs?
Not good.
Not good? That's it?
Didn't like the way this developed. I mean, the Davis thing just came and went so fast. Spent 2.5 years talking about it.
Well, what did you think was going to happen? You think it was going to be a long, drawn-out process?
No, but I just...
It happens like that. The season ends, it happens.
Over to the Lakers, just like that. No, nothing.
That is a kick in the pants, isn't it?
Yeah,
the Lakers.
Like, it just took all the air out of things here. So now you look ahead at your team, and, you know, you can go all green team and, you know, the little engine that could and all that, but the conference has gotten better, and you have not. And I know there's a whole, you know, good riddance Kyrie and all that stuff, and, you know, you and I talked about this right after the wake of the flameout against the Bucks, but it still doesn't make you better for next year. I mean, this will be the team everybody's going to be, oh, we always said we were better without Kyrie. Now we're going to find out. We went further without him the year before, and then when we had him, he wasn't, you know, didn't help, didn't go further. Now he's gone, so this will be good. But to me, it just puts him in the middle of the pack. And if it makes Terry Rozier a starting guard, I'm not a fan of that either. Yeah, no.
Assuming that he's back.
I understand that.
Assuming right. That he is the guy.
You got the whole Horford thing going on. They got to, you know, refigure his thing and bring him in at less dough and a little more years and all that stuff. But doesn't it just kind of take the energy out of you a little bit? Like, you're not as enthused about the Celtics for next year?
Yeah, I'm not.
Right.
I know that there are people who are, which is...
Ugh. Well, they always will be.
Which is not even surprising.
Even if they weren't any better, I'd still be enthused to watch what could be a bit of a train wreck to see what was going on. I mean, it's more exciting with him involved.
Sure. Right. And what this does is it makes it less exciting and less likely. The ceiling's lower, so they can be, you know, the overachieving, you know, underdogs again. They can be
plucky
those guys.
Plucky underdogs.
Right. But it puts you in the middle in the conference, and you do not want to be in the middle. Bad place to be. You don't want to be living in that middle. And I'm not enthused about it.
I know that some people are, though. I know that a lot of Celtics fans are, you know, like, thrilled that no matter what was going to happen, that if you get the young guys, I know that, you know, there are plenty of people that feel that way, which, you know, feel however you want.
Yes, but young guys.
Yes. I look at it and say, I just don't think they're as talented anymore. I'm not as excited about that roster as I was a year ago. Silver, you one of those guys? Oh, excited about the young players?
Yeah, absolutely excited about the young players.
Sure.
I'm sick of playing this game. You know, the kowtowing to certain guys. I mean, look how pathetically Anthony Davis exited New Orleans. You want a guy like that in your team? You want him representing your franchise? Sure, he gets 20-10 for a non-contending team. Let's see what these young guys can do.
Yesterday in the Boston Globe, Gary Washburn, your colleague, Dan.
Yes.
He even said, this should be an exciting time in Boston. The Celtics have a chance to get younger and more athletic with their 3 first-round draft picks.
Yes, young guys!
Which, by the way, we heard from Woj on TV. They don't even want them. They don't even want their picks. They're going to get rid of one or two of them.
Well, are they still in the mix to get Karl Anthony Towns or Bradley Beal? I could get behind that. That would
be there are some Bradley Beal rumors out there today.
I love Bradley Beal. He's a really good player.
He writes, it's unlikely Boston will use all 3 on players who will be in training camp. A trade or draft stash is a possibility, but they do have a chance to bring in 2 quality rookies who could contribute next season and offer more optimism for the future.
No, they don't.
Their first pick is at 14. What is he talking about here?
There's no game changer.
That is an overrating of the picks if I've ever read one.
Of course.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Well, the word optimism is right in there. You have to be optimistic.
Everything
if you
is
think
so
the 14th...
optimistic with the Celtics.
Not me. No thanks. No. Oh, Giannis was picked at 15. No.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back. I mean, you can go back
and find
all kinds of guys who are picked, you know, lower in the draft.
No immediate help.
It's
out of the way.
It's not. I'm not feeling optimistic about those chances, though.
Trade some of these guys. Karl Anthony Towns, Bradley Beal. I could get fired up then. I want some fireworks, Beetle. Fireworks.
That to me, Bradley Beal's would be a good.
You don't like Towns?
I think it would be interesting. Towns. I'd be, you know, I'd be excited to see a different lineup really and see how he'd fit.
He's a 2010 guy. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I love him. I don't know why things haven't worked out better, but I'm not blaming him. In Minnesota, it's like they have a disease there. Affects everybody.
Wiggins, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, my God.
Those are a couple of reasons.
Yeah. You know, and that was Tibbs, right?
Yes.
Tibbs underachieving. Overrated also, Tibbs.
Plus, we know where he played in college, so, you know, that helps. Well, good coaching in college.
I mean, it worked. It works for those guys, you know. But he's not DeMarcus Cousins. He's not a meathead. You know, Towns is... I love Towns.
Oh, well, okay. I hope it happens for you.
Oh, that would be good.
Al Horford today decided that he's going to hit free agency.
But that doesn't... That shouldn't be taken the way it sounds.
Right. This is just something separate, though.
Yeah.
With Al Horford, there's a chance that other teams come after him. Will you be upset if Al Horford leaves the Celtics?
Well, again, Beadle, it depends on what your team looks like next year. And they have to know that. But the way they look now, I guess not. I mean, Al should go get his ring somewhere. You know, it's not going to happen here the next 2 years. I would understand that. But if you were Al, would you want to go through this the next couple of years?
If my number one goal was to get a ring, how could you make the case that it's here?
No, it's not. It's not a good play for him.
But if he wants to, like, go out there and test the free agent waters... And I don't know that it would negatively impact his relationship here in Boston, but what team, like on the precipice, looking to get themselves to the, you know, to the ultimate spot, saying, if we just had Al Horford.
Well,
if you have two or three good players,
if he's your third or fourth best player, then yeah, you're okay.
Yeah.
And if he can be that guy, he's an adult. It's nice to have a few. That was one of the best parts about having him here. Adult in the room.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a problem by any means. I just don't know that if any team that is closer to winning a championship is out there saying, God, we should do everything we can to go get Al Horford.
If you're already there, you know,
yeah,
again. Like,
they're already
if
there.
If you went to the Lakers, it would really make them a lot better.
It's going to cost you a lot of money, and I don't know that it's going to push you to the next level.
Don't the Lakers have room for another max contract? Aren't they able to do that?
Probably.
Despite having these two guys?
Probably.
I think they do. Of course, my head explodes with that whole thing, but I think, you know, there's a chance that, you know, somebody else ends up there.
Horford's quote, Brian Robb had this, that this is a quote that Horford gave him earlier in the year. I always want to contend for a championship. I haven't won one yet, and that's kind of where I like to want to start. That's what I play for. I'm not playing for anything else but to win.
Yeah.
So if that's top of mind for him, is that in Boston right now? Does he view this as the place for that?
I know. I think he really likes it here, and, you know, we've liked him, but I think if the thing to do then would be to go,
because if I mean, if you look at why he came to Boston, he had to have viewed Boston as,
sure,
well, I think I'm gonna have a better chance to maybe get there over the next few years with Boston, when he made that decision to come here to get out of Atlanta, get away from the Hawks.
Everybody,
the Celtics have become the Hawks.
Right.
Credit to Jim Murray for saying this yesterday. They've become the Hawks.
Oof, that hurts.
They're going to be good. They're going to be, you know, a team that wins games. They'll be in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, they're the Hawks. They don't have any real chance of winning the championship with their current roster.
You do not want to be the Hawks.
You're stuck in the middle.
Right.
You don't suck. You're not great. You're the Hawks.
Oof. Well, fortunately, they have the fan base that will support that of all the teams in our
town. It won't be miserable. I mean,
no.
It'll be definitely watchable.
And if you're Brad Stevens, it's a more coachable
team. I mean,
team.
Silver is ready to go. He's excited, young guys.
I want to see some
athletic,
good, young, exciting
good
play.
Young guys.
I mean, how often do we get this in Boston? We're constantly trying to build.
I know, it's not every day you can be Atlanta.
Yeah. Let the kids run.
No, please.
It's not every day you can be the Atlanta Hawks, and now you're going to get your shot. That is exciting. It's really exciting.
We're spoiled.
They'll be good. They'll be a playoff team.
Dark place.
They are. You know what? The good thing is they're going to play their ass off every single night.
Yeah, just like the old days under Brad. Yeah.
They are. They're going to play hard.
Yep.
They're going to be well coached.
Yeah.
They're probably going to respect their coach and play hard for him.
They get Jay Crowder back.
And then they'll meet Giannis and get smoked. and then you'll say, oh, we're Atlanta. Yeah. And then the season will be over.
And the advantage they have over Philly, which they have had. That'll go away.
Too. Gone. I said it yesterday. The two teams I named, I said Philly.
Yeah.
They'll get beat by Philly. They'll get beat by Milwaukee.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a one or a two seed that's going to smoke them. They'll get smoked earlier than that. Don't worry about that.
Give me Kyrie and the Nets in a 4-5 matchup. Give me Kyrie and the Nets in a 4-5 matchup. I'll take that every day of the week.
Yeah. I can't wait for that Nets series.
Dan Shaughnessy.
That'll have no juice with Kyrie on the other side.
Talk about it between now and April.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us in studio, 617-779-0985. We have some open phone lines. You want to grab one about the Celtics, where things stand there. Also, on the Nick Caserio situation, we can get back to your calls on that as well coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I would have given up anything other than Tatum. I would have. I would have rolled the dice and given up Jaylen Brown and a deal like Horford and Marcus Smart. I might have done all that, but I was not going to give up Jason Tatum. Period.
Why do you think, because last year he had a down year, why do you think he's going to bounce back?
I just think he was held back by Kyrie. Okay. I really do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.